Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some major moves in AI from newsroom battles to chip breakthroughs. Let's get right into it. First up, a brewing conflict at the New York Times over AI monitoring tools. The Verge reports that unionized tech staff are pushing back against management's use of AI systems called DX and Glean. These tools track employee productivity and sift through internal documents, but the union says they're being used as surveillance rather than support. Staff worry that metrics like pull requests per week flatten complex work into numbers that can hurt careers. The unions have filed unfair labor practice charges and want clear protections around AI use, demanding transparency and fair bargaining. This fight highlights how AI's role in workplaces is becoming a critical labor issue. Next, YouTube is stepping up its game on AI content labeling. According to The Verge, YouTube will now display AI labels directly below videos and as overlays on shorts, making it impossible to miss. The platform is also rolling out new signals to automatically detect and tag AI-generated content, especially photorealistic or heavily altered videos. Creators can still update labels if flagged incorrectly, but some disclosures will be permanent if AI tools from YouTube were used. This move aims to give viewers clear context while keeping monetization and recommendations unaffected. It's a big step toward more transparent video content on the platform. Turning to legislation, Illinois just passed what Wired calls America's strongest AI safety bill. The new law requires frontier AI labs like OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google DeepMind to undergo independent third-party audits of their safety practices. Governor J.B. Pritzker plans to sign it, making Illinois a national leader in AI accountability. The bill goes beyond previous state laws by mandating external verification rather than letting companies police themselves. This could set a precedent for federal regulations and reflects growing public demand for AI oversight. However, some Silicon Valley groups are pushing back, fearing overreach. In the tech innovation arena, Huawei's chip chief, known as the Chip Queen, is challenging the limits of Moore's Law. Wired reports that Huawei's HiSilicon has developed a new Tao scaling law approach to boost chip performance without relying solely on transistor miniaturization. This method focuses on speeding up computations across chips and circuits, promising a big leap ahead by winter 2026. This could help China close the gap with Western chipmakers despite US export restrictions. Huawei aims to match 1.4-nanometer chip performance by 2031, potentially reshaping the global semiconductor landscape. It's a bold move in the ongoing AI hardware race. Finally, Google's AI is struggling with something surprisingly basic: spelling. TechCrunch reveals that Google's AI overview feature often gets letter counts wrong in words like Google and journalism. This highlights a fundamental challenge with large language models that process text as tokens rather than letters. Researchers say this token-based approach makes perfect spelling tricky to achieve, even though these models excel at complex tasks. Google acknowledges the issue and is working on fixes, but it's a reminder that AI still has quirky limitations. So, don't trust AI spelling just yet without a double check. That wraps up today's top AI stories. From workplace battles and transparency efforts to groundbreaking chip designs and legal safeguards, AI's impact keeps deepening. It's clear we're navigating a complex landscape where technology, policy, and human concerns intersect. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House.